I was thinking, just to answer, trying to answer the problem of the Avirim and the 7 and 13, and why you, the main question is, what do you need this for? I mean, Tchelis reflects the Rakia. So what do you need to start adding more reflections of Rakia for? Like, what's, that's usually the major problem here, you know? But I would say it could be like this. Is that, and Tzitzis, he's saying the Tzitzis, the Tchelis reminds you of the water, which reminds you of the sky, you know, and all these things, right? See, but I'd say it's like this, is that, are these purely just like the color of the Tchelis is beautiful, and you think the ocean's also a beautiful blue, and then the sky is a nice color blue also, and it's all just a matter of colors, like because they're just a bunch of colors, or like is that all there is to Rakia because of colors? Like it's just a nice color, and it brings to mind color of the Kisei HaKavod because of the pasuk, and it's just purely like an aesthetic type of a phenomenon, or it would seem no, it would seem there's more than that. I mean, it seems these things are bringing you, like the Rakia reflect brings to mind, like the Chachma of the Rakia, you know, and the infinity and the Shemayim and all the system of the Rakia. I mean, the Rakia is like brings to mind the Chachma in the universe, right? I mean, it seems to be it reflects the world beyond our experiential world and the world of Chachma in the Rakia. So the Rakia isn't just a nice blue thing, but the Rakia is an institution of Chachma. And that's where it helps, it's a stepping stone towards reaching the ultimate Chachma. It brings to mind the Chachma in the Rakia. So there, that being the case, so it could be that Chazal or Masakin, or what, the Gemara is setting up, that it's not just that you reflect the Rakia as an aesthetic color entity, but the Tzitzis should point to the Rakia, B'toras, an institution reflecting Chachma. And the Chachma, an essential aspect in Chachma is quantifying things. In other words, when you start the numbering, see, what's the idea of numbering the Rakia? Numbering is, in order to quantify something, you have to really, as an in-depth analysis of the thing. Seven Rakia is based upon, I'm sure, a deep study of figuring out all the, you know, how exactly they work out, seven Rakia. So, pointing to a quantity of the thing and saying there's a quantity of Rakiyim means that the Rakiyim are an object of study and of great Chachma. You know, and similarly, I'd say, I don't know exactly how, but as the idea of the Avirim in the Rakiyim is studying, maybe get more specific in that a little bit, but it's the idea of studying the Rakiyim. And the Rakiyim, how they're differentiated between the two, and the fact that they're separated. My point is that it seems to be that it's pointing to it's hard to know what exactly the Avirim were, you know. Right. But it's pointing to the Chachma which exists in the Rakia. That's what it's saying. And that's important because that's the idea that it's in the Rakia. It's not just a matter of color matching. It's an idea of bringing you on a path of ideas. And the Rakia reflects a Chachma. So that's what they incorporate, is that once you have Tchelas, which reflects blue, and reflects the Rakia, they're setting your sights in the proper way to look at the Rakia as a place which involves great Chachma. So that's what the quantification is. I don't think the number, again, the number seems to me like a vague reminder, because I just don't know if it practically, if you see a number 7, again, like you said, 7 can have a lot of things. Colors, I could see that. I mean, colors, there is such a thing, like you associate colors. I mean, a certain type of color, especially the color of the sky or blue, you see, colors are referred to even. Like you see, like on the Crayola box, there's like forest green and sky blue. And you know, I mean, like, you naturally reference colors to naturally occurring things, you know? So color, I could see, will remind you of it. But I think what the number is coming in and say, it's not so simple. It's not just a matter of colors. See, colors reminds you of that. But now, does it stop there? Is it just the Rakia? Oh, yeah, okay, great, Rakia. Very nice. That's beautiful. But or no, the Rakia is not just the Rakia. Rakia reflects Chachmas Hashem, the Rakia. Rakia is, it brings you out of your world and brings you to a world of Chachma. The Rakia is a great world of Chachma. So that's why the fact that there's quantities that in the bringing to mind the Rakia or bring to mind details about the Rakia shows, focuses you on that. You're not supposed to think of the beautiful Tchelas, you know, but it's not the Tchelas which reflects the Rakia, because Rakia is the world of Chachma. It's the world of Chachma Sashan. So it points to that aspect. Not, to someone who knows. Of course, you have to know why it's for. It doesn't mean that you're going to see and you're going to... But that's the halacha incorporated into the structure of Ches. You say, why am I doing seven loops? Oh, because Rekia, oh, Rekia isn't just a color. You mean it's a whole 7, 13? I mean, this is something of analysis, of study. So that's what it brings. It focuses you on the right way to relate to the Rekia. It's just a little bit speculative here, but what's this thing with Avirim, you know? What's up with that? I mean, why not just have it? Okay, so we were just thinking that, so what's up with the Avirim? So we were thinking is that, I mean, why couldn't you just have 7? 7 reflects the Rekiyim, right? That was Michael's question yesterday. 7 reflects Rekiyim. What do you need to have the Avirim? So we're just thinking, again, we don't know their science, and it's hard to know. Maybe there was some significance to the Avirim. I don't know what this is, I don't know what the Rekiyim are, so I don't know. But it could be that Matt's pointing out is that, see, you can study the Avirim Machmas Atzmam, the Rekiyim Machmas Atzmam, in their own right. There are 7 of them, and you study the properties of each of them, and that's it. But then you could study the Rekiyim insofar as they relate to the whatever substrate in which they exist, the universe, or whatever, the Shemayim. So the Shemayim is broken up by the Rekiyim. So the Shemayim is broken up by the Rekiyim. You have the Shemayim, you have the 7 Rekiyim, and the space of the Shemayim in between them. So it's another, there's a different two ways to study the Rekiyim. You can study the Rekiyim individually, or you can study it how they interrelate insofar as the system as a whole. So it could be that's pointing to another dimension in the Chachmah of the Rekiyah. The Rekiyah, that's the idea here. The idea is that they're pointing you from below to a world of Chachmah. So they're introducing the idea of quantity, and then they're introducing the idea of that there's different methods of studying the Rekiyim themselves. So that's, it's all in line with directing the person who knows what's going on and asks about what they are. It shows him that when he's looking at his sittas, he's not supposed to think of a color, but he's supposed to think of a world of Chachmah, which ultimately leads him to God. So that could be the thing. I mean, again, it's speculative exactly what it is. I think whether you take that specific idea or not, I think the idea of quantity and the idea of Avirim is getting into specifics about the Rekiyah point to the idea that it's a system of Chachmah. It's not just that. You know, the specifics, again, it's hard to know. We don't know what these things are. So we're just talking, you know. So it's a good guess, I mean, but, you know. Okay, so now we're going to go further into this. But by the way, so this supports is in line with that. If you don't have Tchelos, then the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Because just the number isn't going to remind you of anything. It doesn't reflect anything. The whole thing is, once you're reflecting Shemayim, the Rekiyahs, so now, whoa, hold on, what kind of, what type of a reflection? So that brings to mind the right kind of reflection, you know? That's what I was saying. Just since once the color is that, so now the Sidur of it reflects also that there's a Sidur of the Shemayim. That's why I said the Sidur of the Rekiyah. Rekiyah isn't just blue, but there's a whole Sidur, Seder of Rekiyah. Right? That's what I'm actually saying. The Sidur, this Sidur, the Sidur of the Cholya is like a Sidur of the Shemayim. That Shemayim has a Sidur to it. It brings to mind that it's an ordered type of a thing. It's not just a random big blue thing. Okay? Fine. So then Tosafot says like this. He says, V'hanami d'amrina tzorach likshar kol Cholya v'cholya hainuk deshe nikar atreles. Okay. So here's the halacha, which I don't know if you guys remember this. But you certainly don't. But the halacha is that, so we did the Gemara before, is that Tzarech Likshar Kol Cholya V'Cholya. Okay, it was back from Lam Chasam and Beis, which was the halacha that you have Cholyas, you have, let's say, 5 Cholyas. Let's say you have 7 Cholyas. So the halacha is it's a question, but it seems like we hold that way. But you have to have a kesher in between each of the Cholyas. Okay? You have a kesher in between each of the Cholyas. Right? I mean, he proved that you have to. Okay, the Gemara is going to prove that you have to. You can't just have, as opposed to just having like a chulia, and then somehow like a division between the two. We weren't sure, but somehow, let's say you tucked it under in a way where it would be clear that it was, that it was separate. You know, I mean, obviously, it can just be continuous, otherwise it's not 7 chulias. So, but it must be, there's a way to divide it without a kesher. And the halacha is that you need a kesher between chulia and chulia. Okay? So at the time, I don't know if you guys remember this, but at the time, we said it had to do with, I mean, the simple way to learn is that it has to do with, like, the lineage separating the chulias. I mean, question why, but in other words, it's the real fullest separation, how to really make them 7 independent entities. And the way you make 7 independent entities is by having a kesher in between them. A kesher is like a, like a machalik. Okay, so it's 7 chulias by having a kesher in between. That's what he said at the time. Okay? But that's what he's bringing in. I mean, he's bringing in somehow he's trying to explain why it is that you have to have these kesher between the chalitz. Okay, so he's referencing that. So he's saying that's also so the tchelas is nicker. Okay, that's also the tchelas is nicker, and therefore he's saying that since now there's no tchelas, you don't have to have it. That's what he's saying. You don't need all these ksharim because we don't have tchelas. And the question is that what does that mean? How does the ksharim between each cholya make the tchelas nicker? I mean, it doesn't seem to make the tchelas nicker. It would make the cholyos nicker. It would make the cholyos nicker. If you look at the Rosh, I believe I could check it again, but the Rosh, because I was working on this, I thought maybe it's a mistake, I mean, a misprint or whatever. Maybe it means the cholyos are nicker. But the Rosh has a different guarantee. He says that it's that the cholyos will be nicker. Which, that I think makes sense. And it's saying, you're trying to say 7 cholyos or 13 cholyos, the quantity of cholyos, but you want the quantity to stand out. So how do you make it stand out, the quantity? By having ksharim in between them. So that's, it's mechalik, the MCC, 1, 2, 3, 4. Otherwise, it's hard to, they're not differentiated so well. So there's the ksharim. Why do you have the ksharim? This is, I think, the way the Rosh learns. This is the simple way it learns, that you have the ksharim to enhance or to bring out the quantity of the cholyos. So therefore, if nowadays you don't have the cholyos, because once you don't have tchelas, you don't have the cholyos, you don't have the quantity of cholyos, then obviously there's no reason to have any of these knots. So you just have a good deal or whatever, you don't have to have all these knots. You know? That's the straight, simple way to learn. Okay, but that's if you want to change the gears of Tosa. But the Rosh has different gears. Now, maybe our text is wrong. I mean, these things are hard, because the gears of Tosa and these Tosa are very off sometimes, you know? But assuming that we have this gears, assuming this is a good gears, I mean, could we make any sense of it? What does it mean? Could they say nikra hatchelas? And you make knots, so tchelas is nikra. I mean, how does making more knots in there make the tchelas nikra? I mean, maybe on the contrary, all the loops is the tchelas is looping around. I mean, just because you have knots, I mean, the knots, if you have a knot, the knot is going to contain all the strings, the lavan and the tchelas are going to appear in the knots. So how does, I mean, it's hard to see. What does that mean? How is it going to, the tchelas going to be any more nicker because you have knots in between each of the cholyos? And I'm just pshat. Trying to think out, you know, pictures of tzitzis, but it's hard to see what he's even talking about. Okay, so I was just saying, again, I'm fishing. It's hard to know. I mean, the tzitzis isn't. By the way, the Rosh is geirsa straight. He said, ki akesher hu lahakir minyan hacholyos. He says, the kesher is to the minyan hacholyos. He doesn't say. It's on, the Rosh is on kuchav zayinam and alth, second column. But basically, I want to say is that that we said as we've been saying is the lavan tchelas. The role of lavan tchelas is that the tchelas lavan's mitzar of the tchelas makes the tchelas part of the bega. So that's the role of the lavan. Now the thing is that the kesher, like kesher alayim deoraisa, the idea of kesher is because kesher reflects permanence. Permanence is that it's really part of the bega. So unique sharam. So the idea of the idea is like this: is that you don't want it to look like the lavan is really the extension of the bega, and then you externally attach tchelas on. But you want to manifest that the tcheles is equal. Also, that's the goal. The tcheles is really a part of the bagger. So in the kesher, you want to have manifestly ksharim, which include tcheles, together with lavan. But essentially, you want the tcheles to be nicker in the dimension of tziruv to the bagger. So you want to have lots of ksharim, and if you look at it, you'll see that the so to speak, the tcheles is just as tied to the bagger as the lavan is. It's just as much a part of it. So that will be manifest. You have the cholyos are specifically separated by knots, because thereby the tchelas will be nicker, but not just nicker to the eye, nicker in the tziruv to the beged. So the concept of being a part of the beged will extend to the tchelas as well as to the lavan. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Again, it's a little bit of a difficult read, and again, I'm making this up. It's just to get, you know, see if some shot in what those are saying. I think it's possible. Okay, so it's now a little further. So he's saying that really, what he just showed is, he just said that all these ksharim really you don't really need. Because the whole idea of all these ksharim were to make the tchelas nicker. And since nowadays you don't have tchelas, you don't need them. So you still have aloch of kesher alyan. You need one kesher, maybe you need another one at the end to hold it all up. But essentially, well, what do we have? I mean, nowadays, everyone knows, we have 5 ksharim. Okay? 5 ksharim. And we have it also, 5 ksharim. So apparently, Tosas is coming in with this premise that we have 5 ksharim. And he just showed how really minadin, you don't need ksharim anymore. Because the whole adalch of ksharim was to make the tzniker. Right? So what's the idea of having all these ksharim? Okay, you know, the mini chalis, you know you don't need a mini chalis, he just showed. Because the mini chalis nowadays is only to reflect the details in the tchelas and the shemayim, so you don't need. And you'll need a, so what do you need Ksharim for? Why do you need that many Ksharim? Five Ksharim. What's this five Ksharim come from? Right? But apparently he knew there's a minhag. Everyone does it. So he's saying, I'll tell you where it comes from. So this Pirush Kunchas Rashi already explained it. I think it's on Membez, Gemal, it's Rashi. You can look at it. But it says, Gabe Tzitzis. Shkula Kinegi. Tzitzis Shkula Kinegi Kala Mitzis. Okay, so Tzitzis is Shakul, like equal to all Mitzis now. Bisha Tzitzis Ola Tav Resh. Gamachia Tzitzis is 600. Right? Tzadis are, Tzadi Yod is 100, 90, 10, 90, 10, 400, so 600. The Ches Chutun, 8 strings, right, 4 doubled over, which is 8. The Chamisha Ksharim and 5 knots, all Tayag. Okay, so it comes out, the Tayag, so like it says, Arisa Masos Chartam is Kal Mitzvot Hashem, how does it refer to Kal Mitzvot Hashem? Kal Mitzvot Hashem, all of them? Yeah, it is, because it's a school, can I Kal Mitzvot Hashem? Because you have 613, if you add up the Gematria plus the 8 and the 5, so you get 613. Okay, but those are not so fast. If you look at it, it's lacking a yod. I think it's the first one's missing. I think it's Sadi Tzadi Yod Tzav. I'm not sure. But one of the yods is missing. So the whole Gematria is because you're counting two yods. But if you look at the Parsha, he says, I did my homework, Rashi. And if you look at it, you'll see that it doesn't really work out. If you add it up, it's really going to end up being 603. Because you end up missing a yod. You can't count two yods because... You want to say, you're going to watch the Torah, not the way you're going to spell it, this is the way the Torah spells it. But Torah doesn't spell it, this is with the yod. Okay? So therefore, it doesn't work out. So that is, so he says, I'll tell you how it works out. V'yesh lomar, sh'yesh pasuk v'hayo lecham letzitzis. So you have the pasuk v'hayo lecham letzitzis. So letzitzis, the gimel tzitzis k'subim b'parsha. The lamed zoom, ashley masam. Does anyone figure what he's saying?
Yeah, because in terms of...
Exactly. He's saying basically, one of the times it has lit tzitzis. So you have an extra 30. So you have, let's say, tzitzis is 590. The Torah has it as 590, right? So you have 590, but there's three times. You have tzitzis, and lit tzitzis. So you have 590, 590, and 620. So if you want to average it out, it ends up that basically 600 apiece. That extra 30 is going to disperse 10 to each. So you end up getting 600. So you have to get back to your 600. So you worked it out. Yeah, so the question is what's going on? I mean, what's the whole deal here? I mean, what's the Gemara? I mean, it just sounds like this whole thing is far out. Like what's the deal here? And Tosa sounds like he's really, you know. And what about Rashi? I mean, Rashi didn't realize that it was written Chaser. Like, how's Rashi going to answer that question, you know? I mean, could we give some sense to this in any way, at all? But I think a good question to answer in general is, I mean, this is a Stama question. It says, Risa Masos Chatamas Komen Slasham. By the way, you can look at that Gemara there, which quotes Rashi. I mean, they quote it. Risa Masos Chatamas Slasham. So here's just a question. I mean, Urisem Oso Uschartem is Kol Mitzvos Hashem. So how does that work exactly? Because why is it that when you look at the Tzitzis, you remember Kol Mitzvos Hashem? Okay? I mean, besides the fact Torah told you that you're going to. I mean, presumably it's going to actually work, because intrinsically it's going to remind you of Kol Mitzvos Hashem. That's just an arbitrary thing. Now, you want to tell me it's Tcheilas, but Tcheilas reminds you of Shemayim. It doesn't say, it should say, Urisem Uschartem is Hashem. Right, I mean, that's, where in that chain of the ocean to the sky to the right, where does that have to do with Kol Mitzvos Hashem? Kol Mitzvos Hashem? What is Kol Mitzvos? Not Kol Mitzvos. It's just Hashem. Tzitzis and Hashem. How do you get to Kol Mitzvos? So say that means a lot of dafka. But you see that they're tying Tayag to the whole thing. And Mamish, they're trying to bring it. Seems that it's something to do with Tayag Mitzvos. It's not just Hashem. Just Pasuk says it, and they're making a big deal about it because they're showing how it gets the Tayag. So. I mean, what does this really have to do with Kol Mitzvos Hashem? I mean, how does it work? It just sounds, what's trying the pasuk? How do you remember Kol Mitzvos Hashem? I mean, it just doesn't seem practical. I'm going to remember a mitzvah Ma'aseh Sheni through seeing Kol Mitzvos. Kol Mitzvos is a pretty big, you know, a lot of mitzvahs. So just what's pshat, you know? Just what does it mean? I mean, it does seem that they're trying to, you know, to hook up to that somehow, because they seem to take it literally. It's really Kol Mitzvos Hashem somehow. Right, because that's 613, I mean, they're not leaving any out. So I think that's a good question. That's a question anyways. I mean, that's a question anyways. It's probably impossible. It wasn't me.